Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Celebrity Encounters, 1-877-764-2535. Vinny in Milford.
Hey, Vinny.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey,
morning.
How you doing?
All right. Well, I was working for this company. We were moving, doing internal move of furniture and stuff. And we're at,
what does that mean, internal move?
We're moving offices inside of the building.
Okay, so you're not moving it onto a truck. You're just moving it from one place to another in the same building.
Rearranging, yes.
Okay.
Correct. So we went down to lunch, and in the cafeteria, Joe Klecko was down there because he was a spokesperson for the company.
Who's this
now? Joe Klecko?
That sounds familiar. Who is that, Phil?
And yeah, Joe Klecko played for the New York Jets.
Oh.
He was a lineman for the New York Jets.
He was also in Smokey the Bandit.
So when does the celebrity come in?
Yeah.
Well, he was in the movies in Smokey the Bandit.
Who?
He's the one that crushed
Smokey and the Bandit?
Yeah, he crushed. Blumenthal was with him.
Oh, okay.
They were having lunch together, and the attorney general started choking on his food.
What?
Joe Klecko went over and gave him the Heimlich.
Nice.
Get out!
Really?
Yeah.
The attorney...
You could ask Blumenthal next time you talk to him about it.
So, well, he's a senator now. So this is back when he was attorney general and he was choking on food?
And Joe Klecko gave him the Heimlich.
He was choking on food because he was talking while he was eating. All of a sudden, he stopped talking.
That doesn't surprise me.
He turned bright red.
Wow.
Then he turned blue.
And Joe Klecko ran over there like a lion and grabbed him and started shaking him around.
Yeah.
Well, that's not how you give the Heimlich, but okay.
He's ready to snap him.
Well, he didn't tackle him. He just grabbed him in the bear hug and just started squeezing the crap out of him.
Right.
And the crap literally came out of him.
Seriously.
Both
right?
ends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Holy
I think out of both
cow.
Ends the way he was squeezing him.
That's amazing.
Anyway,
wow. That's celebrity encounter and a great story.
Because of him.
What's that?
Blumenthal's here today because of him.
Wow.
Wow. I owe Joe Klecko.
All right. Thank you, Vinny. Great story.
All right. You guys have a good day.
All right. You too.
Yeah, but how long did it take for Blumenthal to mention he was choking? I'm... choking? I love him, but he took a long time.
I once introduced legislation. Can we get him on? Can you text his people?
Right now? Yeah.
Yeah. Not that I don't believe Vinny. I would love to hear
more
the senator's version of this.
Yeah.
And who did you say this guy was? He was in Smoking the Bandit.
He's a football player. He's also Smoking the Bandit. The second one, when Buford T. Justice has like a heart monitor. Like anytime he's like getting stressed out,
I don't think I
beeping.
Saw the second one.
Well, the second one, and what happens is he yells at Joe Klecko, and Joe Klecko goes, "Your badge is crooked, sir," and goes over and goes and just crushes it. He goes, "Much obliged." When he sees him walking over here, like his heart monitor's going off. Great scene.
I don't remember him as a player or an actor.
Oh yeah,
New York Sack Exchange. He was when the Jets had like a great defensive line. He was part of that.
Oh wow. Don't remember.
Yeah, just a big guy. Big.
Yeah. Cannonball. He's also in the Cannonball Run.
Big
Smoking the Bandit 2 and Cannonball Run.
Yep.
Oh, wow. I got to look him up. Chaz and AJ. Hello?
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 Hi, guys. I'm calling from Long Island.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Oh, you got
I don't know
voice?
If you can hear me. It's kind of going in and out.
There's quite a delay between us and Rhode Island.
Are you on the train by now?
It's like we're talking to someone in the
okay,
International
well,
Space Station.
I used to work at Kmart in Farmingville at exit 63.
Yep, I know well.
I was standing outside one day, and this big stretch limo pulls up, and it was Aretha Franklin in there.
Oh, wow.
Woo!
Aretha Franklin.
And I have it on a napkin.
Right.
That's cool.
Right.
Now, was the napkin used?
No.
It don't matter at that
right,
point.
Right. Did you say, what you won't? We have got it.
It was a piece of, it wasn't even a napkin. It was a piece of receipt tape.
A piece of her what?
TP?
A receipt?
A piece the receipt tape.
Oh, receipt tape. This is a teepee.
I was going to say, I don't think I want that.
How do you write on that, first of all?
Thank you, Miss Franklin, but...
garbage over here.
I have this thing about other people's poop. It's kind of weird.
Wow.
Miss Franklin, I want your autograph, but I don't have anything. Take out the receipt tape!
That's what we had. It was the closest thing. I ran in, got a piece of receipt tape, and she signed it for me, and I still have it.
Nice. That's great.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. You got to get a picture of her, then mat it, and then put the the autograph right underneath.
But she bought a toilet seat.
Yeah, she actually came in for a pair of stockings. She sent in, like, her people for a pair of stockings for her.
Right, so, people. Imagine that.
I went out
people.
And got an autograph.
Right.
Go get me stockings.
Running.
Right.
Let's see. Go shopping, stay in the stretch limo.
Yeah.
Mm. Right, yeah.
You know what? It's got to suck for her because she just can't go in, run in and run out of a store.
No.
Because it becomes, oh, my God, picture? And then people are like, oh, who is it? That's, right. Oh, my God, right. It's Aretha Franklin. Can I take a picture?
And you're surrounded.
Yeah, how about me? Yep. Autograph? Exactly. You're in there for an hour.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. The emergency room.
It was pretty crazy. It was good.
And what was the store? Kmart?
Kmart, yeah.
That's cool.
Yep.
Yeah, remember Kmart? No kidding.
That would stand out at Kmart. It's like, all right, someone's coming to Kmart in a stretch limo.
Right. To get stockings. Yep.
Sometimes you get a run. Well,
yeah.
A new pair.
She, I don't know if I'd go to Kmart.
If she trimmed her toenails, this wouldn't happen.
That's a great story.
Someone
oh, you got to treasure that autograph forever.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
Jazz and AJ News.
Wow, this could have been bad. I mean, real bad. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. A car in Stratford crashed into a gas pump, and then a fire erupted.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's not good.
That takes a lot of balls to roll up on that one.
Yep.
You do it. Now you do it.
Yeah.
You tell a new guy.
Wow. Let's talk to the Stratford Fire Marshal, Bob Daniel. Good morning. How are you?
Guys, how are you?
Good,
morning,
thank you.
I'm good. Can't complain. It's another Monday morning.
Yep.
Well, it seems like if we were going to complain, it would be this morning.
Right. But apparently no complaints here all around. Good.
Wow. Well, first of all, nice job to you and your people.
Oh, thank you very much.
It seems very dangerous.
Yeah, the job in general is very dangerous.
This one seems extra dangerous.
Right, a lot of fire there.
Yes, can I have a fire with extra danger, please?
Right, yeah. Let me throw a car in there.
Number
as well,
24, please. Small cheese.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a gas station on fire. When you hear that call come in, what are you thinking?
You're thinking, well, let's hope there's no injuries. Let's get there. Let's put it out and go home.
Wow, that's ballsy.
In that order, yep.
That's pretty much. The first is, nobody's hurt. You know, are there any fatalities or injuries?
The potential, but there's so much gasoline underground. Is there a mechanism to stop that from becoming a real problem?
Yes, there is. Actually, all the gas pumps that you see, there's a breakaway valve that's inside there that if the pumps are hit, the valve snaps shut and shuts off the flow of gas.
Nice.
So fortunately, that worked, and it could have been a lot worse if that did not work properly.
Oh.
Thank God for that device.
You're counting on that to work.
Yep.
Boy, oh boy.
Yep.
But you don't really know when you roll up, do you?
No. I mean, there's always, you could always have some type of failure, but, the guys are preparing as they're responding to the call, get a mental picture, and, let their training go to work.
Is there a system like not a sprinkler system, but it's one of those, it's similar, that it shoots foam onto the fire? I see them at some gas stations.
So there's some stations have fire suppression. But in Stratford, actually statewide, it's not a requirement to have fire suppression under the canopies. Some towns do. Like if you go to Bridgeport, all their gas pumps, gas stations all have fire suppression under their canopies.
Not in Stratford.
No. Unfortunately, no. It's not required by state code, so we can't require something that's not mandated by the code.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So when you're rolling up on this thing, you don't know if that little device in the pump activated, and you don't know if you have a situation where that gas is going to light the gas in the tank below. How many gallons of gas typically is underground at a gas station?
Depending on the station, usually anywhere from 10 to 20,000 gallons.
Okay.
How big of a...
That's a big kaboom.
I think the space station would say, did you guys see that?
Whoa, feel that?
Yeah. That would be something.
You can see it.
Yeah, they're big tanks.
And does that include the three different octanes? Because you have three different tanks. Or is it really just one tank and they just charge us different?
Like I said, it's one tank.
It's whatever you get.
A lot of stations will have two tanks. Usually one tank will be split in half where it'll have the high test and then the lower octane.
Oh.
But no, they are separated.
Just
checking. 20,000 gallons of gas. Jesus. I wonder what kind of explosion that would be. I just know that.
I don't want to find out.
No, I don't blame you.
See?
I don't think, I think that's a big crater, you know?
Oh, yeah. Huge crater.
Have you ever used gas to, like, light a fire, which is highly stupid?
Yeah, you don't do that, no. Right. Don't do
it
at home.
It definitely is. It's the vapors that get you, not the liquid.
Yes!
It's the vapors.
Right.
It's that woof.
The fume,
that
yep.
scares the crap out of you. Then you don't have any more hair on your arm.
Right. Hey, look what happened. Manscaped.
Can you imagine the woof that... It would, and there's just ground, asphalt flying,
right.
pieces of metal.
Right.
Like, that would be horrific.
If a gas pump lands on my lawn in Milford, for example, yes.
Yeah.
That might have happened, yes.
There's not even a Citgo station around here.
Wow, that's interesting. Artifact.
But you have a pump in your front lawn.
Right.
Yeah.
Is this yours?
Yeah. Man. How bad was the fire when you guys rolled up?
It was burning pretty good. The car was fully involved. It was impinging on the canopy above us. So the guys did a great job, put a lot of water on it, knocked it down.
So water on that?
Yeah.
Not foam?
I don't believe they used foam. I wasn't at that call, but I believe it's mostly water. I take that back. They might have used a little bit of foam, but it was basically a car fire because the valve broke away.
Oh.
It was... What you saw, if you saw any of the videos, that was the residual gas that were in the gas lines inside the pump.
Right.
Once that burnt off.
Oh. Yeah.
Plus the car itself. It was a BMW. Burnt my wheels.
Yeah, it's funny when Hollywood will show, well, not as much now, but a car like rolling down a cliff or something, they show it explode. There's not enough gas in a car to make it explode.
Right, these dynamite and those things. Yep.
Right?
Some C4.
Yeah, well, it's all Hollywood.
Yeah.
Just like when you see somebody, gasoline on the ground and they flick a cigarette and to light it. A cigarette will not light gasoline.
Oh, so it won't follow you in a trail as you're running away? Like it's in the movies?
No, that's only in the movies.
Damn it.
Hey, Boston John is on, and he was at the fire. Boston John.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I saw it. I saw it happen. I saw that fire happen.
Really?
I literally.
You didn't make it happen, did you?
Cut the BMW off, yes.
No, I did not make it happen, but man, real scary. A lot of smoke, a lot of fire. A little bit of popping going on. Something was popping off in the car. I don't know what it was. I stopped. I made sure everybody was good to go, and then I got the hell out of there because there was a lot of fire.
Yeah, that's if I saw a gas, just the footage of that gas pump on fire, I just think to myself, I want to get out of here.
Exactly
you
right.
Know?
To another town.
That'd be
perhaps.
A tough call if someone was stuck in the car, like, oh.
Right. All right, I'll do this really fast.
Well, that's tough math,
that's what
man.
I looked for first. I made sure no one was in the car.
Yeah.
And then I took off. I got there, but I was there before the police, before the fire department. Like, it just happened.
Like Batman.
I heard the boom. I looked over, and then fire.
Fire.
All right.
Lots and lots of it. And then I got out of there. I was like, see ya.
That's smart move. Yeah. And plus, the fire trucks are going to come. They don't want you in the way.
Yeah, get out of the way. Yep. No. Yeah.
All right, Boston John. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
All right. You too, man. Well, good job to you and your people.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, the last time we talked to you, what was it, like a couple years ago, the Shakespeare Theater fire.
Yeah, that was about 2.5 years ago. You talked to my predecessor at the time. I was at that fire, yeah. And the only thing that was standing for that building was a door, and it had your guy's sticker on it. Yep. Chaz and AJ sticker was standing on the only thing left.
Right. The only thing that survived.
And we didn't do that.
No.
It wasn't our calling card.
Whatever, did they ever figure out who did it? Was it teenagers?
It was some teens, yeah.
Yeah, so three teenagers started the fire, so it was intentionally started. And one of them was just convicted. I think the second is about to go to trial.
Oh, boy.
But it's still an ongoing case.
I gotcha. Why was that called the Shakespeare Theater?
Beats me. It was built to... resemble the Shakespeare Theater
right.
in England,
and they did a lot of Shakespearean shows there.
Right.
Originally, back in the day, it was all Shakespeare plays and performances. Right. A lot of famous actors and actresses stopped there during their careers.
Yeah, that was a deal.
I think Walken was there today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right,
Catherine
Bob.
Hepburn was there.
Oh wow! All that history gone.
Yep. Yeah.
Poof.
All right. Bob Daniel, Stratford Fire Marshal. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for what you
do. Anytime you guys need anything, it was a pleasure. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If we need anything.
Man, he's got some, I was going to say, balls of steel. Yeah.
He's got coconut cojones.
I'm with you, though. My instinct, if I see that, is how much distance can I get between me and this right now?
Out of here.
Do your stuff.
Oh, can you imagine?
Get out the car.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, I saw a couple pictures on Facebook of that. That was pretty nasty.
Oof. It's just seeing a gas pump on fire. There's nothing about that makes me think, I want to go towards that.
Right. Bad. Bad.
Right. I don't really know the person.
Right.
You know, in the car. Yes. I don't know.
I hope they're okay.
I got a family.
I keep on moving here.
Damn it. I signed up for this.
I got a lot of spray in my hair. I
don't remember seeing this in the manual.
No, my skin's dry already.
No, but that's the thing. Did you hear what he said right off the bat? He's like, yeah, well, our job is dangerous.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. This is what we do.
So he signed up for.
Wowie.
Good job.
We keep trying to get this guy on who had a David Copperfield story.
Oh.
We get him on and we keep losing him.
Well,
and he's been so patient.
Wow.
He keeps disappearing.
It's magic.
Sense.
Right.
Yeah.
It's magic.
Yeah. All right, let me take this one real
quick. That's Boston John again.
Hello.
Hey, Phil.
No, it's
Phil,
Chaz.
Can you give me?
Guess again.
You're on.
Oh, I'm on?
Yeah.
Hey, I just want the number to text you guys the pictures I got from that fire.
Oh, so you did stay a little
while.
We took
stay
pictures.
A little longer.
Just enough for some pictures.
I did take some.
You're that guy.
Right. I am that guy. I had to take pictures.
Okay, but you knew everyone was safe before you took the pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I knew everybody was safe, and then I was like, okay, let me take a quick picture.
He had
get
them
the hell out of here.
He had them posed.
Here's the deal. Then, if you didn't do that and there was an explosion, no one would have... They would want those pictures.
Right.
We need some information.
The investigators would say, hey, anyone got any pictures?
Yeah, 4 blocks away, they'd find them.
Number 24.
Oh, no, I got a couple of good ones. I was close enough.
Nice.
This guy's a future radio superstar here. He's on our street team now. Always delivers beyond expectations, and he's been doing that here with the music. We're always looking for people singing who aren't good.
Right. Exactly.
It makes us feel better.
Much better.
If you suck.
Yes. Thank you.
Michael Killen.
He's killing.
Killen.
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 Morning.
Is on the phone. Good morning. What are we going to hear first?
All righty. So our first clip is a man named John Dacre singing Christ the Lord is Risen Today and also Amore by Dean Martin. It seems to be from probably a choir audition back in like the 80s, and it's a cheesy 80s video, and it's just comical from the organist wearing this god-awful dress, and it's just funny all around. So let's take a listen.
What does the dress look like, Phil?
Almost like one of those old like milkmaid costumes, but she's wearing it seriously, so it's like very blue and lacy and like puffy sleeves.
Oh, wow.
That's her Sunday come to meeting clothes.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. Let's take a listen.
My name is John Dacre.
Hello, John.
Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. Sons of men are
made. Wait, hold it.
You having a bag or what?
Lyrics.
Did he say
sucks?
Such.
Ah. All right, just checking.
Hallelujah. Sons of men and angels say hallelujah.
You know what's the worst? You know this guy didn't want this posted.
No.
No. Yeah, he had no control over
right.
that. Yeah.
Somebody found it and posted it.
Someone, as this was going, said, oh boy, this is going to be internet gold.
I have got something here.
The internet hasn't been invented yet, but when it is, right. I'm posting this.
Yeah. This one, how about you somewhere?
Yeah.
Share it far, share it wide.
It's your voice in triumph's high. Hallelujah. It's your voice in
he doesn't know any of the words.
No.
Making wow. it up as I go along. Hallelujah.
He's got a very interesting stage presence, too, because he's well-dressed,
right.
but he stands at the microphone, doesn't move, and doesn't blink.
Wow.
The whole time.
Not once.
Like a deer?
The whole time.
Right. See car headlights?
No Ooh. Blinking.
Right. No.
This video also includes lyrics, but phonetic.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
It reminds me of the Vince Neil.
Yes.
Oh.
What you think you hear.
Kisa Maha.
Oh. That sounds like someone who's just shot by an arrow.
Oh.
One of those long Western deaths.
Right.
Yeah. That's like a Shakespearean stage death.
Yes.
Oh,
I am falling off the building.
I'm dying.
Very dramatic.
Or when you wake up with a hangover on Monday morning.
Yeah.
I call it the toothache song.
That's how I sounded this morning.
I have got a bad toothache.
That is a toothache song.
On a horse that will not stop.
I've been constipated for 8 days.
Damn, this boating floor is slippery.
AJ's blood vessels in his brain broke.
I threw Goose Boy off the roof here.
I had nothing to do with that one.
I know, but it's funny.
I had to wash Ashley's feet.
That was Eric.
He liked it.
Oh, boy. This song is the gift that keeps giving.
Yes.
We're only 30 seconds into it.
Where are you in the hook?
When the moon hits your eye like
a fish. Wait, what is that noise?
I think it was a videotape.
Yeah, it's because it's from like the 80s. Yeah. So it was like the feedback, yeah.
It came at the right time, though.
But there's no transition.
When the moon hits your eye like a fish.
That was the arrow missing him that time.
Yeah.
Right. The moon hits your eye like a big beach of pine that's a Maury.
007 trying to take out
a Maury.
Right.
That's a TV show.
That was 007 trying to shoot with a
he owns the hair transplant store in Goodfellas. That's Amore.
Amore.
A big piece of pie.
When the wig on your head looks like something that's dead, that's Amore.
I like a big pizza pie. That's Amore.
Pizza pie.
Pizza pie. Yeah, pizza pie.
This guy's great.
Yeah.
How long does this go on?
Oh, well, we've got at least a minute left.
Wow.
Just seems long.
I don't know if we can make it a minute, but let's hear a couple more lines.
Okay.
Whoops. Mr. Q.
What the hell?
He doesn't even know.
That was a piano solo.
Unintentional, but yes.
Shouldn't you know the words to a song before you sing a song?
Yes.
Or carry the lyrics. Yes.
I don't know. Maybe he couldn't see his cue cards. That's why he's not blinking.
When your eyes have dried and your ex has just died, doesn't worry.
What?
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 That woman in the blue muumuu with the doily on her chest, yeah. She gives him a very nice introduction at the beginning. He's only singing this song because it's very popular.
What?
What?
Not to mention her playing sucks.
Yes.
This whole thing is bad. Her dress, the playing.
The piano sounds
the
cheesy.
Pacing is not right. Great.
His voice. Right. His inability to, you know, remember lyrics. Wow.
Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-ling, ting-a-ling-ling.
Pacing.
Ting-a-ling-a-what?
Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
It's supposed to be ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Right.
I don't think he says ting-a-ling-a-ling.
This is interpretation of it.
Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-ling,
ting-a-ling-ling.
Ting-a-ling-ling.
He missed out his cue.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Sound like tinkle.
Not ting-a-ling-ling.
Right.
Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-ling, ting-a-ling-ling.
Wow. He's a party, huh? It's like hang out with him.
It's like a barbell hit him in the head.
Right.
What sound do you hear?
This poor guy.
Ting-a-ling-ling.
Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-ling, ting-a-ling-ling.
Ugh, wow.
If you call someone, what does their phone do?
He's a party.
Do we have, does he have a strong close?
I don't think there's a strong part at all, honestly.
Well, when I say strong, I mean bad.
Yeah, here's like the last like 30 seconds.
Oh my God, now I have to hear everything else.
Here's a train wreck.
Okay, it's a train wreck of singing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-ling, ting-a-ling-ling, and the bell in Moray.
Words aren't important.
No.
On occasion, you see, like, he has, like, some kind of facial reaction, like, one eyebrow, like, moves for a second.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he looks like, you know, looks like when you bury someone in a suit, he looks like that standing up.
He does. He really does.
Like, the corpse came to life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he does. He really
very
does.
Rigid.
Damn it.
Like,
I got to say.
Kind of like, okay, what movie was that? Was the,
What's this guy's name so I could Google it?
John Dacre.
John Dacre. Yeah.
My name is John Dacre.
There you go, see?
Do you remember thank you, John.
What was it? Was it Day of the Dead or Night of the Living Dead? There was a guy in they saw in the cemetery, just like kind of walking in a suit.
And coming to get you, Barbara.
And then the guy turned around, you saw that the suit was like sewn on.
Oh, my God, he does.
He looks like that, yes.
Or he just looks like a mortician.
Either or, yep.
That's a bell, Morey.
That's a bell, Morey.
That's a building. That's a building named Morey.
Did he say that's a bell in Morey?
That's a bell in Morey.
I don't want it anymore.
As the bell dings Moray, yeah. How about no Moray?
The song was not ready.
Yeah.
Wow.
That one rehearsal. Yeah.
Oh, I do love this. They do caption all this.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They were really star for entertainment back then, weren't they?
Apparently.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh. It's like Yucatan TV.
You know who he reminds me of a little bit? The la, 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 la.
Sure, yeah.
The Trollo guy, yes.
Yeah.
Well, he's the opening act.
This is the guy who didn't make it.
Right, right. He's the opening act.
They were auditioning for Fall, la, la, la.
Right.
But he didn't make it.
La, he couldn't remember the words.
La, la, la.
The batteries ran out.
Have you heard that guy, Ashley?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I think that's the only part of the song he knows.
Right. He's having peanut butter at that moment. Oh, peanut butter snacks are good. Someone's like, here, eat one of these.
Is this guy still alive?
I'm guessing no.
You got to get a room full of people, smoke a joint, and have this guy come out. Oh, my God, the laughter. You would not
just
hear
no
him
warning.
Say.
Yep.
Just no warning. He just comes out.
Yep.
Yeah, just hum.
You're in love.
Just
he was like, I knew that part's coming up at some point. I just had to just say it whenever I want, and we'll just keep moving.
Yes.
I have a paused here, and on the screen below him, it says, Scrum Scree. Oh,
is that a rugby term?
Ashley, can you Google and see if he's still alive?
Sure.
Do you need his name again?
John Dacre.
My name is John Dacre.
Yeah. I'm going to say John Dacre died sometime in the 90s.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to play bingo now?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, she.
Death date bingo?
Oh, right. The old lady was playing the piano.
When was this recorded? Do we know? It was posted in 2010.
It looks like.
There's no way.
Late 70s, early 80s, maybe.
All right. So let's go with 1975. He looks like he's 50. What would you say, 50?
I would say probably.
Older?
Yeah, I would say older.
Late 50s.
Probably 55-ish, yeah. 60, right. Maybe.
Okay. I could see 65 even.
All right, let's say 60.
Right.
Well, I know his wife is dead.
Why?
Because it says she passed in 95.
Wow.
He wasn't too far behind.
And I said 95. That's pretty wild. Just again.
I'm going to say he died before her.
She killed him.
Stop singing.
Right.
She
Learn
died in prison.
The words first.
Matter of fact, that's her around his throat.
It's not ting, 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 ting.
Right.
When you know that you feel in some more.
You know that you feel?
In some more.
You know when you feel.
When you know that you feel.
Oh. I've stumbled upon something wonderful.
Okay.
I found an article where this same church, the same pianist, hosts multiple singers.
Oh, it sounds like a gold mine.
Into multiple.
It looks like it.
Right.
I haven't listened to any yet. But
she's a swinger or what?
Wow.
No.
To me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
And scene.
Wow. And there's nothing after that. No applause. No nice job.
No applause for that.
I think this was an audition to join the chorus or the choir or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
This is a tape.
Right.
Well, so what'd they do with Amore? They just threw that at him? Like, let's just, okay. And then I'm going to just start playing and good luck.
We'll give you 60 seconds to sing this entire song.
Wow.
He was still alive in 2018.
Wow.
Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-ling, ting-a-ling-ling, and the bell ding.
How do you know that?
Because the article says he was still alive at the time that this was written, and it was published in 2018.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wonder if his wife jumped off the roof.
She did. Actually ran to traffic.
No!
Car, her and
ring.
Ding. She went ba-ding.
She was not in love.
No.
Holy crap.
When a car hits your head, and they pronounce you
dead.
He'd be fun to have at the toy drive, but then all we're going to do is make fun of him, so it seems mean to bring
him. Yeah, it seems mean, yeah. I love it, though.
Plus, I got to feed him. Yeah.
You could pull the SNL thing where he's on stage performing, and it's very serious. And then AJ comes on next to him and mimics it.
Yeah, there you go. just like him, yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. So we don't know if he's still alive. Hold on, I'm getting a text now.
Uh-oh.
I think there's a YouTube page.
It's from John Dacre.
John Dacre fan appreciation. This guy's big, I think.
My name is John Dacre.
I'm sure he's more infamous than famous.
Well, yes, but.
All right, Kellen. Nice job.
Kellen! Good job, Mike.
Kellen!
I'll talk to you guys next week.
Sounds good.
Thank you. All right, let's continue to make you part of Connecticut concert history. We have a very cool opportunity here for you. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. I love this guy because he just... He keeps trusting us. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on the phone. Good morning.
It must be senile, Jimmy Coplick, if I keep trusting you, that's for sure.
I know.
Very trusting, very trusting.
Jimmy said, you know what? We need a name for my club. at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, and he said, I'm going to let your tribe figure it out.
Right.
And call in suggestions. So if you have an idea, 1-877-764-2535, or you can text 203-882-9757. Now, Jimmy, if they get, if they come up with a name that you use, can they get some, you know, I don't know. Like,
oh, yeah, we'll get them a prize for sure. We'll yeah, like free tickets to a show. Free
yeah, and then like they could go in the club and look at the sign when there's a sign and say, hey, you know, that was my idea.
We'll say, sure it was, yes.
Perfect. Thanks. All right. Perfect.
1-877-764-2535. Before we go to the phones, the last time we talked to you was the day after the very first concert there, and you said you had a 4 o'clock meeting that day and you were going to cover a lot of ground about what went right, which was a lot, and a couple things that could be better. And what did you guys come up with? What was that meeting like?
Well, it lasted over an hour, and it was, I didn't want anything that was good said on the call. I want only things that were bad on the call. And there were a lot of internal things like, you know, Wi-Fi not working real well at the gate because we're now touchless and everything is mobile on ticketing. So we just boosted the Wi-Fi. So that was good. Because I thought the lines were too long to get in. There were a lot of complaints about the size of bags that women can bring in. So we changed that policy. There's no size restriction anymore, bring whatever bag you want in, which, you know, we're trying to, I listened to that hour we did the day afterwards, so I listened to a lot of, listen, the great part was it was 99% positive and
yes,
very few complaints, and so it was easy to deal with the complaints. But we had the box office, we had our production manager, we had our marketing people, our bookers, Howard, his staff, everybody was on this call. So we, you know, what needed to be improved, we think we've improved.
Was there any issues with the water pressure or any of that stuff?
Yeah, we had a busted pipe.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
I had not known about because I don't carry a radio because nobody wants to give me a radio. So I don't carry a radio.
That makes sense.
Yeah, they once gave me a radio and took the battery out.
Right. This one's filled with gum.
And I didn't know they took the battery out. I thought it was a great night.
Boy, no one's on the radio.
Nothing.
Everything's going good.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But no, they don't want me to have a radio. I understand that.
Yeah. I also heard that there were some issues with sound, but that's out of your control. That's whoever the sound person is that travels with the band, correct?
Yes, I saw that on Facebook, actually, that people liked the sound on sticks but didn't like the sound on REO.
Yeah.
And that's because there's a different person behind the soundboard.
Really?
The sticks person is behind the soundboard. And I guess people felt the bass was too high on REO, but that's because the guy at the soundboard turned up the bass.
Oh, right.
And, but from what I understand, the Blackberry Smoke Almond Betts band sound they thought was perfect.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. You know, that's something we find at all venues.
That's a sound guy.
We have it at Mohegan Sun. Yeah, we have it at Mohegan Sun. Sometimes it sounds good. Sometimes it's not. It's strictly up to the guy who is turning the knobs on the soundboard, how the sound is.
I think Howard mentioned a couple spotlights were needed.
The one complaint that Styx had was that they wanted 6 spotlights instead of 4 spotlights.
Okay.
And that's easy to rent. We own 4 spotlights. We get 2 more spotlights.
Yeah.
And I said to the manager, well, why didn't you ask? And we would have come up there.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. Oh, I should have walked out there before the show and looked at it and come.
Hey, you need 2 more.
Hey, you got 2 more hanging around?
You know, 6 sticks kind of rhymes there.
Yeah.
So that's fine. So, you know, these are little internal things that we have spotlight places for 8. We can actually put 8 in there if we need. So just, you know, we can rent 2. We have 2 at Oakdale we could bring down. So it doesn't even matter. That's something that Howard Smart and I stuff. Laughed about because all they had to do was ask.
Yeah.
Right.
Easy fix.
I'm trying to think what else. I thought everything was great. Those screens are something else.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Wow, crystal they're clear. So big and crystal clear.
I want one for my house.
They're stadium-sized screens for a boutique amphitheater. It is really remarkable.
Yeah.
You see it from the road.
You could see it from the space station. They didn't have the tent up.
Look, I'm watching.
You know, it's weird. I had a perfect view of the band. But I just kept looking at the screen.
Same here. I'm looking.
I'm like, why am I watching TV? Because they're right there.
I'm like, so clear and crystal beautiful. Wow.
All right. There's lots of calls coming in here. Any concert announcements before we take a break and come back?
Yeah, we're going to announce Breaking Benjamin at Mohegan Sun tomorrow. We're going to announce it.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. So that'll be nice.
And is Farm Aid sold out yet?
Yes, Farm Aid is sold out.
Oh, wow.
Nice. That was quick.
That was quick.
Yes, sold out. It went on sale Friday, sold out Saturday about noon.
Whoa.
Damn. It's like a record.
Okay, so that's done.
All right.
Jim Koplik, Live Nation concert got on the show, and he's allowing us to help him name his club at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. It's a VIP club. With all kinds of rock and roll memorabilia hanging on the walls.
Cool.
Really neat spot to stop before the show. And you can name the club right now. And Jimmy will put a prize together. And Thursday at 8:20, he'll announce what the name will be and who won the prize.
Nice.
All right. John in North Brantford.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
What about Jimmy's backstage pass or just backstage?
Well, okay, Jimmy's backstage pass. It's got to have Jimmy's name on it.
Of course, yes.
Jimmy's.
Yeah, Jimmy's backstage pass or Jimmy's backstage.
Stage pass.
Okay.
All right. All right. We're writing there's no bad ideas here, but right. I'm going to put my two cents in.
I know it's probably played out, but still, it sounds good.
No. All right. So here's my two. I'm going to give my two cents because that's what I do.
Right.
As usual.
Yes, exactly. You know me. You know me, John. All right. Thanks, John.
Yes, I do.
All right. I think people might buy it and then arrive and say, well, I thought I was going backstage.
Okay. Yes. Confusion. I thought I had a backstage pass.
What do you think of that, Jimmy?
I agree with you.
Yeah. I paid some money for
why Jennifer goes out with you, married you. I just I can't figure that whole thing out. I know that has nothing to do with what we're doing, but she's so pretty.
Side thought.
And nice.
Figure that whole thing out. And nice and everything. I don't know.
It's usually the first thing that everyone says as soon as we meet. Like, how did you do that? I'm like, I don't know.
She's a kind woman. That's what I say. She's a kind woman.
She's doing charity work.
Oh.
Very good.
Kenny.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
I would call it Jimmy's joint.
Boy, that's a great one, especially now with the weed.
Right.
There we go.
Is your place at Xfinity already called Jimmy's joint?
Yes. It's already called Jimmy's joint. Yes.
Ah, okay.
We knocked the building down.
Oh,
so, oh, really?
Yeah, we did. They knocked without telling me. They knocked the building down.
Was weed involved?
All right, thank you, Kenny. Wait, what? So they just knocked the building down and don't tell you?
Yeah, they wanted more room for people to just mingle, and it wasn't doing much business because it was selling alcohol instead of pot, so it wasn't doing much business, I guess. Cause Jimmy's joint. You would think it's pot selling.
Wow. That's true.
Jimmy's joint. And they knock it down.
What?
That's weird.
Yeah.
You go to go into your own club. Say, didn't I have a club over here? Right here?
No, you didn't. No.
What are all these people standing around for? Rich and Waterbury.
Good morning. I was thinking of something short like Club Amp or Koplik Club.
Wait, what was the first one?
Club Ant?
Amp Club or Amp. Club Amp.
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 Okay, there's an ant.
Yeah.
All right. We've got to have Jimmy's name in it, I think.
Club Koplik.
Club Koplik.
Yeah. Cop Club. I don't know.
Cop Club. We love cops, but it doesn't sound like a good place to party.
No, I know. That would be a little different, but Club Koplik or Koplik Club or something. You know?
If Jimmy's joint was out.
All right, thank you.
I don't know. What are you going to do? All right.
No, that's...
There's no bad
that's
ideas.
That's very strong.
Yes. Very strong.
What do you think, Jimmy?
I sort of like it. I'm thinking maybe with K's for club, you know.
Right.
K, club, Koplik. You know, maybe that works.
That's or crazy Koplik. With K.
Club. All right. These are good.
Copa Koplik.
Copa Koplik. Maybe not.
No.
No, I'm not a Copa guy.
Tom Green. I'm sorry. It's Tom Greenport, Long Island.
Oh, okay.
I see it all now.
The comedian was on the phone.
That's what I thought.
Good morning, fellas.
Be good. Hey, good Tom. To
good morning, fellas, and Ashley. My idea was Koplik's Cave, Cave with a K.
Nice.
Hmm.
Hmm. Huh. Interesting.
That's interesting.
It is underneath the stands.
We could be cavemen, yes.
Koplik's Cave.
Right.
That's kind of fun.
Right, put some food in the wall, we're good.
Yeah.
Right.
Jimmy could wear, like, just a, you know, piece of fur.
Like Fred Flintstone.
A loincloth.
Right. Right.
That's great. Thank you.
Jimmy's like, no.
I like that, when he doesn't say anything, because you know... I don't even have to write that one down.
Be kind.
The thought of me in a loincloth would empty the club, let me tell you. There'd be nobody in there.
Koplik Cave. That would be funny. It would be Jimmy with a club in his hand.
Exactly right.
Right?
Yep. Mm. Like just write your stuff on the walls.
Mike in the car.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jim Koplik's classic rock Americana experience.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
It sounds like a tour.
I'd write that down, but my hand would get too sore.
Seriously? I forgot half the words already.
You go broke on Wheel of Fortune trying to buy vowels for that one.
Yeah.
Hey, there's like 10 names there.
This is true.
Yeah. All right. So, wait. Guys, all right. Let me write it down. What is it? Jim Koplik.
A lot of words.
Classic rock and roll Americana experience.
Classic rock.
You go broken neon.
You can hear Jimmy saying, this was a bad idea.
Right.
Jim Koplik.
It was an experience. I got to say hi to Jimmy. It was pretty cool.
Oh, you were there? On?
I was.
Yeah.
Right, yes,
so
sir.
You've seen my face.
So everybody says the same thing, Jimmy, who went to your club Wednesday night. They were like, it was so cool because I finally got to meet him.
No, that was nice. It was, every show I'm at, I'll be in the club. I guarantee that.
Cool. Oh, wow. Yeah. Jim Koplik's classic rock Americana
experience.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll Americana.
Classic rock and roll.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Rock and roll Americana
experience. Yeah.
See, I can't picture someone like busy concert night. Excuse me, can you tell me where the Jim Koplik's classic rock and roll Americana experience is?
What?
I'm sorry, what?
Get out of here! No bad ideas.
From the text.
Guinevere sent this one in. Jimmy's Merry Musical Mayhem Den.
No bad ideas.
There's no bad ideas. Okay, we appreciate you sending it.
That one kind of sucks.
Well, she's trying to. Was it a she?
Yes.
Yes.
Whatever.
She's trying to just be, creative.
Mayhem Den is fun.
Yeah. Mary? Mayhem? No.
Alan Bridgeport.
Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Good. Thanks.
Yep. Second window, please.
I was thinking something like Jimmy's Gin Joint. Or just simply Jimmy's Place.
Jimmy's Place.
Right. Mm. Yeah, gin joint, you don't want to really serve gin up there.
Jimmy's Gin Joint.
Right.
Although that's fun. It's fun to say, Jimmy's Gin Joint.
Or like Jimmy's Gin Mill.
Jimmy's Gin
Mill. Gin Mill, gotcha, right.
Okay, we're writing that all down. All right, thank you.
How about Jimmy's Come In and Spend Money?
I think Koplik has to be
right
in there, right? Don't you think, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm thinking. I'm not sure people know who Jimmy is.
Right.
Could be anyone.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. You want the word Koplik?
I know a lot of Jimmys.
It could be Jimmy Olsen.
That's
yeah,
true,
you
right?
want it to be Jimmy.
It could be Jimmy Smith.
Jimmy Koplik.
Right. It could be Jimmy Craig Horn.
Jimmy Craig.
And nobody cares.
You want people to care.
Dawn in Brantford.
See, now that you think it should be Coplick, I have a Jimmy one.
Okay.
So, all right.
Sorry.
Why?
So, Jimmy's Jammin' Joint.
Jimmy's Jammin' Joint.
Jimmy's Jammin' Joint.
Yeah, Triple J. I'm
thinking, Jammin' Jimmy's.
I'm thinking reggae there.
Jammin' Jimmy's.
Jimmy Jammin' Joint.
Jimmy will be there in pajamas.
Right.
Jammies.
Pajamies. Jimmy.
No, he's got to have the pajamas, the feety pajamas.
Right.
I don't even wear pajamas.
Oh,
Jimmy's there naked.
Hey, you just call it Jimmy's Naked.
Everyone's going to go.
Jimmy's
like,
naked
wow,
and
that
open.
That'll be interesting.
He's naked and open.
All right, Dawn, thank you. We're going to take one more. We'll go to a break. We have lots of calls and texts coming in. Joanne from Bridgeport.
Hi.
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 Diamond Jimmy's Club.
Diamond Jimmy's Club. Wow.
Diamond Jimmy.
But if you want Coplick, Jimmy Coplick's Diamond Club.
Everybody likes diamonds.
It sounds like a jewelry store.
Or a poker place.
Mm.
And then I have Coplick's Treasure Club. Because he's got special treasures in there, you know?
Right. Treasure Club.
A treasure club. I like that. All right, I'll write that down.
What's in the back?
Is there someone building a house behind you?
Sounds like Billy Joel's Allen.
No, I'm outside. So
no, nobody's building a house. No. Nobody's building a house.
Jimmy Coplick is on, and he needs a name for his club at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. It's a VIP club that you spend a couple extra bucks for, but you get to go in and check out the rock and roll memorabilia. It's a nice, cool place to go and meet people, and Jimmy comes in when he's there. It's a cool deal. We have a couple of ideas here. Club Coplick, Coplick Club, Jimmy's Joint, which was used at the Xfinity Club, the Jim Coplick Classic Rock and Roll Americana Experience. A lot of letters, big sign.
Yep, huge.
Lots of texts.
Lots of texts. Mac from New Britain is suggesting Coplick's Canteen. Chris from the truck, Coplick's Corner, and I've got Steve from Norwalk here suggesting Jimmy's Rock and Roll Vault.
Yeah.
Coplick's Corner.
The Rock Vault.
Hmm. No bad ideas.
No.
We love them all.
Unless I have one.
That's true.
Thank you.
Mark in Plymouth.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, now let's stick to the KISS principle. Coplick's Corner.
Okay, that's
start with a K.
KISS, keep it simple, stupid.
Right.
You're saying?
Yep.
Coplick's Corner. Is it in a corner?
Anyway, that's the name Bozzy came up with, too.
Oh really? Coplick's Corner.
Seeing a pattern here.
Yeah. All right, Mark, it is on the list. Do we have your phone number in case you win?
I'm not sure.
All right, hold on. Pat in Middletown.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Pat.
I have, how about Coplick's Loadout?
Coplick's Loadout.
Loadout.
Maybe Load In?
Load In, Load Out.
Right.
I see what you're saying. The bands come and go.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Loading Dock.
Or Coplick's Soundcheck.
Oh, the Soundcheck.
How about just the Soundcheck?
No, the thing with that, though, I mean, there's no bad ideas, but people might think that they're buying a ticket for the Soundcheck.
Right. This is true.
You know, then they show up and I thought I was going to be here for the sound check.
You got to think folks are stupid.
Yep. Figure on us.
Picture us as you're naming
picture
this.
Us.
Right.
Yes. That's the deal here, Pat.
Right.
You're giving, there's going to be us.
Right. The us in the world.
The Derby mayor just texted me, Mayor Zeke, Club Jimmy's.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's go with Jackie in West Haven.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
His name says it all, so I'm thinking just Jim Coplick's Club, or Club Jim Coplick, and then he can use his K for club.
Nice.
Club Jim Coplick, or Jim Coplick Club, or the Jim Coplick Club.
Right.
Something like that.
Right.
Just use his name and put the word
just
club on the
name.
End.
He's been around forever. Everybody who's anybody knows who he is, knows what his club is going to be like.
That's true. Because if you say Jimmy, no one knows Jimmy. Right. And if you say Coplick, I think people, most people will know. But if you write Jimmy Coplick, everybody knows.
Definitely.
Yeah, my name to all my friends is Jimmy. But when Shelly and I were starting out together, I thought Jimmy Coplick and Shelly Finkel was way too much. So I just shortened, took a syllable out, made it Jim Coplick and Shelly Finkel. It flowed easier.
Yeah.
But everybody who knows me, as you guys know, I'm not Jim, I'm really Jimmy. But I think that idea is true. I'm known as Jim Coplick, so that would be the name to put up there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Jim Coplick Club. I like it. All right, Jackie, did we have your number? We do. Okay.
Cool.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome. We love you.
Oh, right.
Keep
back
up the
at
good
you.
Work.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay, bye. All right.
I think she was talking to Jimmy, but I'll take the credit.
Seriously.
No, she's talking to you.
Pat in Orange.
Hey, the name is as iconic as the bands that he puts out there for us. Call it Coplick and Chaz AJ. I'm meeting you at the Hartford. Where do you want to meet?
It's a long title.
Wait, what?
Nope, it's just Coplick.
Just Coplicks.
Coplicks.
Just Coplicks.
Wow.
I'm meeting you guys at Coplick's before the show.
When? I didn't know I was going. Yeah, I mean, I know I'm going. I just don't know. I haven't planned out my next show yet.
Am I properly dressed?
But where are we going to meet before the show? We'll meet at Coplick's.
Nice.
Right. I see what you're saying.
Right.
I'll meet
right.
you before the show at Coplick's.
Right. Now, that's
the name's iconic, just like the band.
It's iconic.
Right.
It is iconic.
Coplick's.
It was a real thrill to introduce Jimmy and have him come out on stage. And did you hear that crowd when Jimmy came out?
Yep.
It was great. Jimmy, did you feel a lot of love there?
Yeah, very much so. And as I said, I said, oh, boy, here we go. Because if they don't like the place,
you're going to hear it.
Boo me.
Yep.
Yeah, they're going to boo me. I've been booed before. I can be booed again. So, but it was great. Yeah, I did feel it. Well, it's a great venue.
We came out at a tough spot. It was between Styx and Ario.
Yep.
And everyone wants to pee and get a beer. So people are...
We got moved, remember? We were going to come out before Styx.
Yeah.
And then they moved us around. I almost didn't pay him because of that.
I never saw the cake.
I looked at pictures, though, and it was pretty full. Like, there wasn't a lot of empty seats.
Yeah.
And everyone was paying attention, and they were so great. And the sound guy left the music playing, so it wasn't easy to hear what we were saying. But it was just such a nice welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
I was happy because I kind of talked you into doing it.
Right.
And I was like, man, if he gets booed now, I'm getting the blame.
Right.
I'm going to get the blame.
His eyeball in the back door because he had to run.
Okay, lots of calls. We can't get to them all, but we're going to write them down. We're going to send them to Jimmy so he can contemplate this. We're going to send some of the better texts that we got. And we got a million, so thank you. And then 8:20 on Thursday, Jimmy will come on, announce the name of the club at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, and then award whoever called it in something, which he's putting together now. So do you feel like we have some strong candidates here, Jimmy?
Yes. Nice. I like a number of them. I like a number of them. No question about it.
Cool.
Excellent. Okay. So very excited. And we will talk to you Thursday at 8:20.
You got it, guys.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Jazz and AJ News.
The only real news today that caught my eye was that state health officials are strongly recommending all Connecticut residents, 2 and above, to mask when going inside. Now, it's not a requirement, but they're saying, you know, numbers going the wrong way here. Maybe we just...
put a mask on for a little bit.
Yeah. So I'm not telling anyone what to do. I'm just passing this on because I thought, well, this seems important.
Just passing along.
I'm passing it along.
All right. Don't shoot the messenger.
Yes. And there you go. You can look it up and find out more details if you like.
It's all you.
I'm just here to pass this stuff on.
Just a little reminder. Just tell them what's going on here.
Okay. There's right. that.
That's what they said over there.
Consider it passed.
Those guys.
It's passed.
Not us.
And now, let me file it.
Under G. For garbage.
I mean, it's important. That's why I'm saying it.
It is.
Right. This is...
That was a good throw, by the way.
Thank you.
Get it right in there, man.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. So that was one news story. I have a different type of news story.
Uh-oh.
And this is a good news story.
Oh, good.
Lori Hollander is on. She's co-founder and president of Help Our Military Heroes. And for the past few years, except for 1 year, COVID, we did the Help Our Military Heroes stand-up for vets comedy show. This year, it was the Maritime Chevrolet, Chaz and AJ, stand-up for vets, and it was at Grassy Hill. I want to thank Arts Television Appliance, Yangling, Call Before You Dig, Trinity Point Wealth, Geico, and Telrepco.
Thank you.
But at the end of the night, we thought we were, you know, thanks to Don Schubert, who we're going to talk to in a second. I twisted his arm, which is not easy because he's a strong dude.
Right.
And I asked him to please come on so Lori could thank him personally. But she's on the phone now with the final total of the event. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Good, thank you.
Good. Is Don on with us?
I'm going to bring him in a second.
Because he knows the number.
Oh, you don't know the number.
No.
No, you guys, this is the year of surprises for Lori Hollander and Help Our Military
Right.
Heroes.
Well, this is all part of our plan. Why are you surprised right now?
Oh, my God, you guys are awesome.
Okay. Don, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me on again. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you didn't want to come on after the event. So Don wanted to come on just to get his people to donate.
Yeah.
Once the donation was done, he was like, I don't want to take, like, have the military, you know, Help Our Military Heroes people on. Don't have me on anymore.
Right, right, right.
He was a guy who just was willing to step away. He was not looking for, I was like, but you got to come on so we can thank you.
But you got to.
Yeah.
Right.
So we appreciate you, Don. And, you know, I don't know what to say to you and your members, really. I really, really don't. Thank you is not enough.
Right. It's just awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Chaz and AJ, I have to tell you that we really appreciate this opportunity. You know, you between you and Lori, both of you did all the heavy lifting on this. You know, you guys ran an amazing event, and Lori does all the hard work to get those veterans into those adaptive minivans. So, we're just doing our small part to help you out. And, Chaz, you know, you gave us a chance to help, and we really appreciate that this year.
Well, the appreciation is all over here.
Yes,
yeah, on our side.
We had Don on the phone, and he's literally the definition of, like, selfless servant, because he actually won't take a thank you. He takes it, but you know that he's just like, no, it's the least I can do. Like, it's amazing. And for me to be speechless, seriously, you could stack a room of people and they'd be like, no, 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 Lori Hollander doesn't know how to be speechless.
Oh, I know. Look. I've interviewed you.
Yep.
I mean that in the best way possible, by the way.
Yes, yes.
You guys are the best part of coming out of this COVID insanity. You know, loss of life is the worst, but running a nonprofit, trying to help our pre-9/11, our Vietnam veterans, our Desert Storm veterans, and all our post-9/11 veterans, it got super scary to try to figure out how will anybody know we're here trying to do this.
And what is the final total, Don?
Well, Chaz, as you know, we got a couple of late checks after the event that came rolling in, and we kind of got a little crazy after that, I think, and thought maybe we could try to hit $99,100, and I think overall, I think we may have gone over $100,000 this year.
Cool.
Oh, my God.
That'll work.
I see a grand total here of $103,000. Unreal.
Perfect music.
Unreal.
Hallelujah.
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 We got money. We got money to buy some vans. We'll buy some vans for those who really need it. Hallelujah. 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 Why is Jeremy looking at me?
Just wondering when you're going to be done. That's all. That's all.
Oh, my gosh. Don was nice enough to share part of the conversation we had back. It had to be the end of the winter, right, Don?
I think we first started talking in December.
Yeah.
The three of us, Chaz, I think we chatted in December, and Lori, I think we chatted in December. So
yeah.
It's been a long time coming, you know.
Right, but what Don took away, but the most amazing thing is he reminded me. He said, at that time, Lori, you told us you have these five applications, and that's what stuck in my head. And he just said, we had never raised this kind of money before. He said, but I thought, well, we should probably take care of those five veterans. But you did.
Wow.
$103,000 awesome. We'll take care of five veterans.
Wow.
Incredible. That's great, Lori. That's awesome.
You did it.
I remember talking to Don in December, and he said, well, there's five applicants, and let's try to raise enough money. And I think he thought that we were going to beat him when we did this challenge.
Right.
That,
it was so close.
Yeah, not okay. Even close.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Missed it by a mile.
But and when he said that, I thought, well, you know, the last time we thought we had a great year, it was 47,000.
Yeah.
So Don and his people brought almost every penny of that money.
Yep. Thank you.
So we appreciate the Connecticut Construction Industries Association and all of the other organizations that Don represents and asked for money for. I know a lot of people are listening right now who gave whatever they could to Don in this cause. And thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you. And I can't wait to get pictures from Lori. And she's so great at doing this. When these vans are awarded, we're going to post these pictures. And whatever you gave to this event, you look at those pictures and you think that you changed five lives. Just not those lives, but the families
Who
now can go out and do things with their mom or dad that they weren't able to do before. It's really unreal what everyone did together here. So
can I'll catch up. Drew was with us last winter when we awarded in East Haven, and that young veteran was not able to drive at that time, yet he was still recovering from his paralysis from surgery. And but he now drives 15 hours from Groton, the sub base where they're still living while he processes out and retires, to Chicago. 15 hours straight in the van with their animals. And they're so kind to just message us and say, like, he's driving and his wife is just sitting in the passenger seat and enjoying the view.
Nice.
So thank you guys so much.
It's a life changer.
Yep.
So, well, thanks for letting us be part of it.
Yes, thank you.
Don, thanks again.
Thank you, Don.
We'll see you soon for the check presentation.
We will.
And
you're all very welcome. And, you know, it's not just Don. It's there's so many people in my construction community that just really step up for something like this. And, you know, they just all came together. And, Chaz, I said it over and over again, you know, it's the power of Chaz and AJ to put us all together on this thing. And you guys deserve a tremendous amount of credit. You're awesome.
Yes.
You know who we are, Don? You know, because you could relate to this because this happens a lot. The politicians show up with the helmets and the gold shovels.
Yep.
And they take a picture. And then they leave. And then the workers do all the real work. You guys and Lori, you guys do all the real work. So we appreciate being able to take a picture with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Well, it's a pleasure to work with all of you on this. Let me tell you, I don't think we've enjoyed anything this much in a long time. So it's been an absolute pleasure.
So, Don, then if we ever do something again, I want you to bring a giant crane, and then we'll lift AJ up, and we'll swing him around, and we'll put him in a Superman costume.
What? Yes.
And put him on a crane.
Oh,
and
spin poor AJ.
Let's do it.
Yes, we actually went to the golf course a week ahead of time, and we could have staged a crane in the parking lot. We're just trying to figure out what you were up to.
Right. See? Yeah. Well, what a shame we missed it.
I'll throw it out there and say we could do this again in 2022.
My heart's really broken.
Lori, thank you. Don, thank you. We'll see you shortly.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you later.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Love them. Love them both. Good people.
Superman costume, really?
It's the greatest part of this job is you get to, we get to meet great people and we get to be part of helping great people.
What if I threw up? Motion sickness.
That's fine.
It's all about AJ.
At the moment it is.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun? Put you in a little Superman costume.
Right. Lower altitude, perhaps. Am I like a ricochet of a car?
Toing. He just hit a parking meter. Toing.
He didn't look so super, did he?
Right, he's a little too low. Let's bring him up a little bit. Toing. He hit a tree.
All
wow.
The chain snaps. Last thing you see is my ass flying over trees. Oh, I hope he knows how to land.
Fun. Well, you know what we could do? We could donate money for each rotation.
Great idea.
Right.
Like astronaut training.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Or you put Phil in a goose outfit. Super goose.
Or what we could add to AJ in a box is, you know, every time we hit $10,000, AJ gets lifted up in the box.
Yeah, the box has no bottom, right?
We'll make one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll call Eric Heckman. Yeah. We'll have him do that.
We'll think of it.
Yeah. I could tell because he's mentioned he wanted to bring a check and a giant bucket loader.
Yep.
I could tell that it would be no problem. Yeah. It would be no problem getting a piece of equipment.
Right. They're dying to use me somehow.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, who donated.
Thank you.
Those fans.
Yep.
Life-changing.